The Babysitter's Club, Number 1, Christie's Great Idea, by Anne M. Martin. The Babysitter's Club. I'm proud to say it was totally my idea, even though the four of us worked it out together. Us is Mary Ann Spire, Claudia Kishi, Stacy McGill, and me, Christie Thomas. I got the idea on the first Tuesday afternoon of 7th grade. It was a very hot day. It was so hot that in my unair-conditioned school, Stony Brook Middle School, the teachers had opened every single window and door and turned off all the lights. My hair stuck damply to the back of my neck, and I wished I had a rubber band so I could pull it into a long ponytail. Bees flew into the classroom and droned around our heads, and Mr. Redmond, our teacher, let us stop working to make fans out of construction paper. The fans didn't do much except keep the bees away, but it was nice to take up 10 minutes of social studies making them. Anyway, that stifling afternoon dragged on forever, and when the hands of the clock on the front wall of our classroom finally hit 2:42 and the bell rang, I leaped out of my seat and shouted, "Hooray!" I was just so glad that it was time to get out of there. I like school and everything, but sometimes enough is enough. Mr. Redmond looked shocked. He was probably thinking he'd been so nice letting us make fans, and there I was, not appreciating it at all, just glad the day was over. I felt bad, but I couldn't help what I'd done. I'm like that. I think of something to say, and I say it. I think of something to do, and I do it. Mom calls it impulsive. Sometimes she calls it trouble. But she doesn't just mean trouble. She means trouble. And I was in trouble then. I could sense it. I've been in enough trouble to know when it's coming. Mr. Redmond cleared his throat. He was trying to think of a way to punish me without humiliating me in front of the other kids. Things like that are important to him.
"Christie,"
Mr. Redmond began, and then he changed his mind and started over.
"Class,"
he said,
"you have your homework assignments. You may go. Christie, I'd like to see you for a minute."
While the rest of the kids gathered up their books and papers and left the room, talking and giggling, I made my way up to Mr. Redmond's desk. Before he could say a word, I began apologizing to him. Sometimes that helps. "Mr. Redmond," I said, "I'm really sorry. I didn't mean anything. I didn't mean I was glad school was over. I meant I was glad I could go home because my house is air-conditioned." Mr. Redmond nodded.
"But do you think, Christie, that it would be possible in the future for you to conduct yourself with a bit more decorum?"
I wasn't sure of the exact meaning of decorum, but I had a pretty good idea it meant not spoiling Mr. Redmond's day by jumping up and shouting hooray when the bell rang. "Yes, sir," I said. Sometimes being polite also helps.
"Good,"
said Mr. Redmond.
"But I want you to remember this incident, and the best way for us to remember things is to write them down. So tonight I would like you to write a 100-word essay on the importance of decorum in the classroom."
Darn, I'd have to figure out what decorum meant after all.